Om Shanti. Today is 11th September 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan for Baba and the ancestor souls. And we now listen to the Bhog message via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's very love-filled remembrances of myself for Baba and especially for the ancestor souls, as I reached the subtle region, I saw that the subtle region was completely enveloped in avyakt vibrations. There was white light all around and beautiful decoration all over. The vibrations were truly very, very powerful, as though it was actually the angelic world. And even within the subtle region, it was very, very unique decoration and atmosphere. I saw many, many bhog trays, the variety of bhog items. Sweet fragrances were also coming from the bhog trays. For a few seconds, I continued to look at these different offerings. After a few seconds, Baba appeared and said, "Come, child, what are you looking at today?" I said, "Baba, the scene is extremely unique and one that pleases the heart." Baba smiled and said, "On this day, Baba is remembering his special diamonds, the advanced party souls, and those who have served in the yajna with their mind and heart and wealth and assets." And Baba is also remembering the devotee souls who knowingly and unknowingly continue to remember God, and they have sent all their pure feelings, especially for their ancestors, as this is the 14 days within the Hindu calendar when special offerings are made, special remembrance are sent for ancestor souls, Laukik and Alaukik. So Baba today has invited all these souls to subtle region. Baba invited all the Brahmin souls to the subtle region. So I said, "Baba, you invited all the Brahmins today." So Baba smiled and said, "The Father has given these children a special responsibility to bring benefit to all, be the bestower, and continue to bestow unto others. Keep the aim of making every child, every soul feel fulfilled. So today Baba is going to fill all these souls, the ancestor souls, in total." Baba showed a scene where there was a very large marquee, a tent. All the souls there were sitting in a line, and they were praying to God. They were asking something or the other from God, and it was as though they were being fulfilled, or their wishes were being fulfilled. So Baba said, told the Brahmin children, "Go go there and fulfill the pure desires of these souls of the world. So Baba's children take the bhog to all these souls who are praying to God and making offerings to the ancestors. So the souls accepted the bhog, but they start to then sing praise of the Supreme Being. There were some who had remembered God to a less extent, they had simply just called out to God. And so they were saying, they were finally feeling as though their innermost desires were being fulfilled. So through Baba, such all these souls were receiving such rays of light, and they were having visions of their beloved deities. Baba then sent the Brahmin souls to another area, to another group of souls who were the loving and cooperative souls, the contacts of the Yajna, of the Brahmin family. So there were white flowers, decoration of white flowers all around the second tent. The fragrance around it was also very, very sweet, very lovely. Baba then told the Brahmin souls, offer bhog to this second group of souls as well. And so the Brahmin children start to feed the second group, the contact souls also, the contacts and the cooperative souls of the Yajna, and each one was receiving a blessing. The fruit of elevated action is very elevated and sweet. Baba then spoke about the second group, the cooperative and loving souls, the cooperative contacts. So they've always supported the Yajna, and they've sown the seeds of elevated actions, and so they will always receive the fruit of that some day or the other. Baba was giving special drishti to this group as well. And through Baba's drishti, they were receiving a magical item. As they were looking at this item, this whatever pure thoughts they were having, while holding this magical item and whatever pure thoughts they were having, those thoughts were being fulfilled. So Baba then explained, whatever a soul does, even if they are not a Brahmin soul, but if they knowingly or unknowingly perform elevated actions, it is as though they will definitely receive the return of that and have an experience. And then in a third marquee, a third tent, there were white flowers all around, decoration, and along with white flowers there were also very large roses. And along with that, decoration of sunflowers as well, a bow. Baba then said, this third group of children are those, they are the souls who have gone on, but during their Brahmin life, through their practical spiritual life, they glorified Baba's name, and these Brahmin souls who have gone on, they spread the fragrance like roses in their lives and like a sunflower. They only always remembered Baba. Baba was their companion throughout their life, their Brahmin life. So Baba specially fed this third group himself. And then the rest of the Brahmin souls also fed this third group. And they were continually looking towards Baba, and the Brahmin souls have gone on. Sir was telling Baba, within the confluence age, you have made us feel so fulfilled. Baba smiled and said, those Brahmin souls have gone on, they have contributed towards the Yajna services so much, and they are so multi-million fold fortunate for all their services and all their contributions. So as Baba said that, a very beautiful garland came around the neck of this third group, and there was a diamond in the center of this garland. Baba said, while living in the old world, but living with the consciousness of being in the conference age, these children, the third group, lived like diamonds. They had special experiences with Baba. Baba then also gave them a lotus flower. A beautiful light was emerging from the lotus flower, and Baba said, these children lived like lotuses during their Brahmin life. Then there was a fourth tent, fourth marquee, Apapal, and this group was of the advanced Vadi souls, the foundation of the Yajna, the Dadis, Mama first, the Dadis and the Dadas. But they were appearing in their deity form, in the form of the beloved deities of the world. Baba then said, throughout the cycle, this fourth group, the advanced Vadi souls, seniors, throughout the cycle, they are those who play the part of being beloved deities. And the light that was emerging from these advanced Vadi souls were reaching all the devotees all around the world. The devotees till this date sing praise of these souls and they pray to these beloved deities in order for their pure thoughts to be fulfilled. So this advanced party group, with their renunciation and their tapasya and service, they always made every soul feel so fulfilled. Baba fed this advanced Vati's group also himself, and the advanced Vati's souls also fed Baba the bhog. In front of each advanced party souls, dadis and dadas, there was a tray, and there was beautiful blessings decorated on each of these trays. And they started to pick up the blessings and share with others. And so Baba said that these are the souls who are always the great bestowers. And this is why they've earned this title. And this is why they will always be the beloved deities for the rest of the world. On this day, when special bhog is being offered to the advanced, to the ancestor souls in the Laukik and the Alaukik world, and during this period, when devotees are praying to God, they are going to have special experiences through all you souls. So Baba then said, for all Brahmins, Baba has already given you the titles of being world transformers who will bring benefit to all. This is the responsibility Baba has already given you. Baba gave remembrances and I then returned. Om Shanti.